Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion, your input on the issue of the day. As we speak to the issues, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. The Scripture, the Bible, it's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is without admixture and without error. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." Then pointing to John 17, 17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a mixed up, messed up, turbulent society today. Chaos, confusion, and calamity on every hand. But we can find solace, comfort, encouragement, hope, understanding, wisdom through the Word of God. It is the book of all books. It is the book of books, the truth book, the Word of God. Let me encourage you to find solace in it, comfort and encouragement, and hope and instructions through it. And may that be the book that you will turn to each and every day. It's called the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, the book of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought for today. In fact, in political circles in the Beltway of Washington, I don't believe those folks know how to spell truth. If you'd look at AOC and ask her a question, it's almost the opposite of what is the reality. She's living in a land of non-reality. AOC and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, each of those that are running the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, they don't know how to find truth, spell truth, look at truth, and they detest each and every one that speaks truth. And that stands not just for the political arena, also for society in general. You can find that in religious circles today, ladies and gentlemen. When you speak the truth about an issue, theological, doctrinal issue, as related to the Scripture and what is truth in Scripture, you'll find those that, as I use the term, they'll bow up in the back and get a little angry because it disagrees with their denominational dogma. When we get to heaven, there'll not be any denominational dogma there. We'll be there because we've said yes to Jesus Christ, or we're not there at all. And so we face the issues not based on political ideology, not based on democratic or dogma from any denomination, but we do so based on the Word of God. It's truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell made a statement that I have quoted day after day after day, and it is becoming more relevant each and every day that passes. Orwell said, by the way, he was a secularist. He was not what you'd call referred to as a Christian or a God-fearer, total secularist. But George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's a pretty dogmatic statement, but it is absolutely true even today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made the statement that is so profound. Jim DeMint made the statement that America's decline is because of the death of truth. And he made this statement: what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. End quote. This is the reason I always default back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, as sad as it is to say so, think so, and reality realize it, but we're in the day when I believe it's time that we as Christians stand for truth. We stand up for truth. I believe it's time that we elect and place into office leadership that's willing to stand for truth. Christian men and women that have moral, ethical, biblical fundamental foundations that's willing to place that above all political agenda, place that above all political itinerary, and make it be truth that they stand on. Some will say, well, if I stand for truth, speak the truth, and vote for a bill that some do not like, I might not get enough money to run a reelection campaign to go back in office. Ladies and gentlemen, that should not be the focal point. That should not be the end game. It should be while there, do what God requires, and God will see that there's the future for you in that political arena if he desires to do so. We're going to talk about some of those issues today. We're going to have a very special guest that's running for a political office in the state of Florida that we're going to introduce after our brief monologue and talk about why we need to vote for people that have moral, ethical, biblical, fundamental, foundational values that we need to vote for and put them in office. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment. They're closed on Sundays, allowing you and your family to worship in the house of God as he has so designed it. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview conference and see what God does in placing you in that family-friendly environment to work with others that stand for truth and that love the Lord and that are there, but they're closed on Sundays. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag. Flagpole is about 165 feet in the air. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole at the home of Tools for Time at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, toolsfortime.com. Toolsfortime.com. We're talking about today an issue that I believe should interest and be of concern for each and every one of our listeners and beyond our listener territory or area. We're talking about today trusting God and not government. Trusting God and not government. I believe we're in a position today, ladies and gentlemen, where most people are wanting to vote for a candidate based on what they're going to give them. Vote for a candidate based on whether you get a free check in the mail each month. Voting for a candidate like Sleepy Joe Biden and the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party that's trying to remain in office by offering freebies, you know, free education, free health care, free child care, and canceling any college dues, college bills, free. And ladies and gentlemen, that's called socialism, which is communism light. We don't need that in America. But ladies and gentlemen, let's just start with posing a few questions. May I remind us today that we are witnessing in our nation and around the world what I'm simply calling the prophetic hand of God at work. We're talking about eschatological truth with God's prophecies coming fulfilled, being fulfilled as they're written in the Word of God. It is not by accident, ladies and gentlemen, that we have Joe Biden in the inept, most inept president in the history of the United States of America. It's not by accident that he is there. It's not by accident, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic party in charge of the House and the Senate. It's not by accident today that the world is witnessing the beginning of World War II. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, based on the authority of the Word of God, I can sit here and tell you today that I believe these things are not accidental. There's no accidents with God. God is sovereign. God's in control. And God is still alive. God is still alert. God is not impotent. God is not on vacation. He's not dead. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that God is in control. But yet we have free will as man, as human beings. We have a volitional choice. God created man with a volitional choice. God did not create us as robots, that he's going to move our hands and our mouths and our feet. Therefore, we have an equal responsibility in what we do, in our vote, and how we place people in office. Here's an article that says, what do you believe about where the world is headed today? At the end of the day, when turbulence and strife and division pervade your country, and indeed the whole world, from where do you go? Where do you derive your hope? In what do you place your faith and trust? In whom do you place your confidence and expectation, and why? We live in turbulent times, this writer says. In fact, man has lived in times of doubt, war, deprivation, conflict, and danger since the fall of creation. Yet, there has always been the promise of restoration, and it's nearer than most of you think. If I were to tell you you're in a world on the brink of complete justice, total peace, full abundance, and the recreation of an Eden-like existence, would you recognize what I'm talking about? Would you understand that we're living on the very edge of the restitution of all things? Would you know what all history has pointed to this coming promise in the near future? If you did, would it change anything about the way you're living? Would you want to reexamine your priorities? If you knew this information in reality, already is before you and before everyone else in the world, what would you do? And ladies and gentlemen, that writer is talking about the condition of the world, and God's in control and God is on the throne. And yet the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. So what we're talking about in setting the stage for where we're going with our interview today with a very, very wonderful Christian candidate that's running for a seat in the Florida House, and we'll introduce her in just a moment. But before we get to that point, what I'm wanting us to understand, God is in control, God is in charge, God is sovereign. These things we see taking place are not happenstance. They're not willy-nilly, as the old cliche goes. They're all falling into place because of God's eschatological prophetic future we're watching take place before our very eyes today. But ladies and gentlemen, also we're watching today the events that are taking place as a result of a deterioration in civil government. We're watching today the political spineless leaders that are not taking a stand morally and ethically and biblically. We're watching today most of our political leaders, local, state, and national, that are controlled by the lobbyists with a fistful of money to buy votes. Perhaps you'll recall originally when we had civil government set up, originally, ladies and gentlemen, based on our founding fathers and our forefathers, people would appoint or elect those that they wanted to represent them. They would be sent to Washington, and they didn't have a big salary. In fact, many of them had no salaries at all. That's many paid their own travel expenses out of their own pocket. Some of the states provided them with just a stipend to travel to Washington, spend a few weeks there, and return. And while in Washington, our leaders then would establish laws that they knew that they themselves would have to live under. They would then return to their own homes. They would leave their farms. They'd leave their families. They'd leave their professions and businesses to go to Washington for a benefit to society. But politicals, it was not a political full-time job then. But today, ladies and gentlemen, look at where we are. Look at the Biden family cabal. I would be willing to tell you, even with the hundreds of millions of dollars and billions of dollars that's being sent to Ukraine, that a portion of that is going back to the Biden family cabal and some washing or laundering of money going back into the pockets of the bank accounts of Hunter Biden and the number one chief that's identified in the Hunter Biden laptop as being the man in the top, none other than Joe Biden. Yes, I believe we're watching graft taking place on a huge, huge, enormous scale in America today with our politicians. Many of these politicians just in the past several weeks, let me just drop this little tidbit. Many of the politicians, both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, in the past several weeks, prior to Putin's attack on Ukraine, they knew what was going to take place. Some of these military contractors that build the make the ammo, build the war machinery, et cetera, that's used in times of war. Many of those companies, our Republicans and Democrats leaders, bought stock when it was down to about $39 to $40 a share in several of those companies. Today it's running $90 to $105 a share, and they bought it insider trading, I call it. They knew where it was going. They knew what Putin was going to do. They knew the end result. They knew it would skyrocket the stock, and they bought it. If you or I were to do that with insider trading, we'd be prosecuted. That's happening today on a large scale by our politicians today. We need to understand that we need to look at some kind of federal controls for the elections. We're looking at a society today that's run by those out of Washington that, for the most part, have no interest in America. We're looking at a democratic, socialist, Marxist group, ladies and gentlemen, called the Democrats today, that are trying to force the sodomite LGBTQ agenda on all Americans. They're trying to control by federal law the elections across the nation so that those in the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party can control a one-party system from now throughout the end of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a party today that's wanting to push the murder by way of abortion. Our tax money, your tax money, my tax money is going for the LGBTQ agenda. It's going for the murder by way of abortion through Planned Parenthood today. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned with the whole issue of what we're doing politically in America. I'm concerned because I realize we have a responsibility. Today in America, as never before, we need to get back to what I call normal, if there's any such thing as that. We need to go back to normal after the fraudulent COVID lockdowns. We need to get back to normal after the forced mask mandates. We need to get back to normal after the COVID passports and COVID vax mandate. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, country pays out $45 million to victims of COVID vaccines. No, it's not America. America has given full immunity on a federal level for the COVID vaccination pharmaceutical houses and for doctors and lawyers and the hospitals and all of those involved, ladies and gentlemen, with the COVID care patients in the state of Florida. Senate Bill 7014 was passed by majority of, if not all of the Republicans. They claimed they had not even read the bill, the ones that I talked with, yet it was passed and signed into law by Governor DeSantis, and it gives total immunity, blanket immunity, for hospitals and doctors and the medical community if they torture a patient to death because of MONEY. Yes, I'm concerned about it. This article, country pays out $45 million to victims of COVID vaccines. That happens to be the government of Thailand. Government of Thailand, they've had some 15,933 people that have filed complaints against the government because of the negative results and death of the COVID vaccine. We don't have that opportunity in the United States of America because our government has given blanket immunity to the doctors and the hospitals and the pharmaceutical houses. They can take your loved one and torture them to death in the hospital because of money. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very, very clear as to where we stand. The Bible says, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. This is the reason we need to get back to the fundamentals of what we are doing in our political process. Ladies and gentlemen, today our children and our grandchildren are facing immoral, unholy, ungodly things being taught to them under the guise of education. Our kids in the public school system, they're being taught sodomite lifestyle is okay. They're teaching that transsexual lifestyle is normal. They're teaching that sex outside of marriage is acceptable. Our kids are being taught today, ladies and gentlemen, the critical race theory, how to hate America, and with a false, phony, false idea of the founding of America and our American founders all being wicked men, as is being taught currently in the public educational system. Our kids are being taught raw pornography today. They're calling it sex education. I say to parents, when you find that's taking place, and I'll be talking with our political candidate in just a moment, and I've just discovered that in Duval County, they're teaching the critical race theory under the guise of another title. And I'm concerned about that. And I'm going to invite parents today, I'm going to invite every listener today to call Dr. Green, the school board superintendent, and ask her, why is this being allowed? In the state of Florida, it's a law that they cannot teach the critical race theory, et cetera, et cetera. but we're finding that under the guise of different titles being taught. I'm shocked, saddened, and concerned about it, ladies and gentlemen. I say to parents, when you discover that, take them out of the school. Put them in a private school. Put them in a charter school. Put them in a home school. Put them in a Christian school. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my advice to parents. Let me remind you, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we must start at the grassroots, at the local level. Someone said all politics are local. We need to start at the local level if we want to see positive change in the dark, dangerous, deadly direction that we're seeing today in the political arena. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest. She's running for the Florida House, District 14. We want to make welcome today, ladies and gentlemen, La Sierra Masselin, along Let's Face the Issues. La Sierra, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to what God is going to do in and through you, not just as a candidate, but as an elected leader in Tallahassee. And I'm saying this to our listeners today, ladies and gentlemen, as we introduce La Sierra Masselin, we're going to ask her to talk about her background, what she's doing, why she's doing that, what she hopes to accomplish. During the course of the broadcast, feel free to call in, ask her questions, offer assistance, see what we can do that will assist her being where God would have her to be. La Sierra, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dumblow, for having me yet again. I really do count it as an honor and a privilege.
Well, we're looking forward to what God is going to do. I'm thankful that you'll take the time to join us on the broadcast. We have a pretty broad coverage, and I pray that we have enough people listening that's going to jot down your information, make a contact with you, and put some boots on the streets to assist you in what God's got you doing. And I'll tell our listeners today, I'm thankful for our conversation we've had both on the air and off the air in relationship to where you stand, what you're doing, what you're wanting to accomplish. But since many of our listeners perhaps have not heard that, would you take a moment and just introduce yourself to our audience, who you are, what your background is, and what you're, and then briefly after that, we'll ask you to tell us why you're running and what you're doing. But first of all, give our listeners a little understanding of who you are, where you come from, what you're doing, et cetera.
Okay, absolutely. So my name, again, is La Sierra Masselin. I'm here in the city of Jacksonville. I've lived on this District 14 for about 13 years. I am a wife of 12 years, a mother of one son, and most importantly, I love the Lord. I've given my life to the Lord maybe about 26 years ago. So I have lived for the Lord more than I have lived in the world, and I'm thankful and grateful for that.
Amen. Well, I am thankful. And ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you're listening and understand. In fact, I would say that one of the key things for a political leader is to have a relationship to Jesus Christ, have feet solid in the Word of God, and a commitment to stand for truth of the Word of God. In fact, La Sierra, I don't know if our listeners know this or not. Many do not. Back at the founding, in the founding documents for most of our states, most of the constitutions in most of our states, they required in the Constitution for that state that a person running for political office had to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. And it's almost laughable today when we see what's taking place with the denigration, the deterioration of morals and ethics and values. And we have some folks today, as you know, and as most of our listeners will know, that's everything but godly, that's running for office and getting in office. Therefore, they're making plans and preparations and putting laws on the books that are totally antithetical to anything that God would have us to do. So, La Sierra, let me ask you to take a moment. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, La Sierra is running for Florida District 14 for the Florida House, and I'm looking forward to her being there. But let me say this, La Sierra, for our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, I don't live in District 14. Let me just give you a little, lesson on civics. When a person is elected from their district, they have a responsibility to that district. But when they discuss a bill, when they vote on a bill, when a bill is passed by the majority vote in the House or the Senate, it's all of those working together for the betterment of the state, and that's for the state of Florida, for this Florida District 14, that La Sierra Masselin is running for. La Sierra, would you tell us why you're running for District 14, and what do you believe you can do to make a difference in that district?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I am running simply because I'm a woman of God, okay? I understand my rights as a kingdom citizen. After the couple of years that we've all dealt with and we've all seen the degradation, the indoctrination, the brainwashing, and so on, just the demonic agenda of the left and even some of the right that don't, that are jellyback folks that we've elected into office. After I've seen them keep their mouths closed, not take a stand, not say what needs to be said, not pass the laws that need to be passed, I was completely fed up. I was done talking about it. I was done praying about it. I asked the Lord, you know, what is it that needs to be done? And God brought me to that very scripture you already quoted in Proverbs 29:2 about the righteous ruling. So that further let me know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I'm called to do. Every righteous person that has a problem with the issues in this world system should be stepping up to the plate in one way or the other, because it is our responsibility as the remnant to make things straight, okay? God has called us as the light of the world. We are the light of the world, which means we're supposed to expose darkness. And that's what I'm here to do, Dr. Youngblood. I'm here to expose darkness in District 14, whatever that may be, as far as funds not being allocated properly, things need to be done, whatever the topic of discussion is, I'm here to expose darkness, sir.
Amen. Let me just touch on this. I had not planned on, had not considered this, but based on what you just said, I've walked the halls of the House and the Senate building in Tallahassee for many, many years, and working on higher educational bills in years gone by. And I used the illustration on one occasion. In fact, very recently, I reminded one of our legislators in the Florida House. I said, when you walk down the corridors and you see something dark over in the corner, it's not roaches. It's a political lobbyist trying to buy your vote. Right. What is your position of allowing political lobbyists to have free reign in the House and the Senate? And what is your position when you find a leader, i.e. an elected leader, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, that pays more attention to the funds being raised for the next election cycle and wanted to get the funds in the till for the war chest, pay more attention to that than on doing what's right and voting for what is right for the people? Just parse that for a moment.
You know what? Money is the root of all evil. And I don't, I am completely opposed to them, anyone, lobbyists, elected officials, concentrating their efforts where money is the number one goal, okay? It is, it's completely demonic, and I'm totally against it. We've already put folks in office that do this. So for me to be in office and for me to see it, I will be completely against it. I will vote against it. I will more than likely come up with an agenda where the lobbyists are not allowed to come to the Capitol and come around the areas where they can kind of basically set and describe their agenda. So Dr. Youngblood, again, you know, we as the people of God, we've sat back and have allowed a lot of things to occur.
Yes.
There's so many issues that, you know, we could really discuss. But the bottom line is this. I'm here to expose darkness. I'm here to be sure that things are canceled out. As I talk to the various community people here in my district, I let them know, you know, as they talk about one issue after the other, the bottom line is to get in place, to have the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Ghost on what your purpose is to get this nation back where it needs to be so we won't be utterly destroyed.
Amen. I believe, as you have indicated, unless we get on the right track and get back to the biblical basics, get back to the constitutional basics, we're watching the deterioration of our nation. But let me touch on one thing before we take our news break, La Sierra, if I may. As we look at your candidacy in comparison to the one that is presently in office, without calling her name, tell us where you differ and what you will do that she's not doing. We've got about 30 seconds, then we'll have a top-of-the-hour news break.
Sure. Yes, sir. So first of all, she's a Democrat. Okay. So that tells us enough. But the bottom line is when she doesn't stand for anything holy. She was clearly on the news stating that DeSantis should not have passed the 15-week abortion bill. He shouldn't have banned it, in other words. So that's a major problem. We understand as believers that abortion is murder. So she's in support of abortion. Okay. That's a major, major factor when you have precious blood on your hands.
That's
far as, yes, sir. And
that's a good point